Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Lamites, as we are into the world of tzitzis. We discussed in the end of the middle of the middle to end of the last parak were all the discussions of mezuzah, and then we got into tefillin, and now Baruch Hashem, we have moved into tzitzis. Yesterday's Mishnah, beginning of parak Tchilas, I said Tchilas is not makiv the lavan, lavan is not makiv the Tchilas, and the tefillins of the shalyad and the shalrosh are also not makiv each other. Very important tosfos, which we'll touch upon a little bit today, that was discussed on yesterday in Amud Aleph, but today's daf is Lamites, so we will start with Lamed Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rava. Various tzitzis issues that come up. There is a ma'inyan tzitzis eitzel yitzias Mitzrayim. One might say we're almost in the word erev Pesach. So tomorrow we'll discuss what the connection is between tzitzis and yitzias Mitzrayim. That'll be Be'ezras Hashem. But tomorrow we'll make that ha'ara. But just scheduling note, hopefully today and tomorrow. Chol HaMoed, I'm just not sure about the dafim. Hopefully I'll give second day yontif, which is Chol HaMoed here in Eretz Yisrael. I'll give Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, I will not give. Sunday, I will try to give again. And then, after Yontif, we'll get back to a regular schedule, Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, Amar Rava, three lines from the bottom. Shma Mina. So the Gemara had just been talking about the important, topic of tzitzis that get cut. Tzitzis that get ripped on a chair or something. It always happens right after we get new tzitzis. One of them gets short. So the Gemara discussed yesterday the sugya of gardumen. Gardumen means the parts that are very short, the edges that are left. So the Rava says that the fact that there are, halachas, that as long as it is short enough, what was the shear the Gemara gave? Kedei la'anvon, in order to fold them on each other, or to make some type of slip knot between them, because there is such a halacha, sarach liksha kol chulya v'chulya. It must be the fact that the shorter string would be okay. We'll get to, in 2 days from now, probably on Yontif, we'll get to exactly what is the lechadchila shear for tzitzis. We'll talk about it again today as well. But for the fact that you know that shorter strings are okay, it must be that there's a halacha that you have to tie between each chulya, between each of the times that you go around with the tzitzis, 7, 8, 11, 13, each of those afterwards, which is our minhag, you do a knot right after each of those. Because if one says, then one does not need any of those knots, hada amri b'nei Rebbi Chiya. The fact that the b'nei Rebbi Chiya said earlier, gardume tchela Ksherin, the gardume izov ksherin, what we had earlier in the Masechta, and as well as we had yesterday, the gardumen, if somebody has tzitzis and they get cut off, it's still kosher as long as you have a certain amount left. Or the azov, what we dip into the paraduma mix with the water and the ashes, we take the azov and the shnia tola, so we dip it. If those get shortened, all of those are kosher, but that principle only makes sense if there were knots along the way. Why? Because if there were no knots, kiven de ishtri le iloi, ishtri le kula, the whole thing would fall apart. The fact, and that wouldn't be considered scissors, the whole thing would fall apart. So it must be that there are knots along the way, which is our minug, and in that way, even if something becomes shorter, the rest of it stays intact. So isn't that a raya, says Rava, that you have to tie? So the Gemara answers, no, Dilma de Iktar, it could very well be that there is no such halacha that one needs to tie, but the halacha of Gardumen might only apply if you tied it. Meaning, if you didn't tie it, it could be that you're not allowed Gardumen because it's going to fall apart. If you happen to tie it, so then one could suggest that there will be a halacha of Gardumen. If it becomes shorter, it is still kosher. Okay. Fine. That is the first statement of Rava. Next, Viyama Rava. Rava says again, another statement, Shma Mina, you'd learn from the halachas of tzitzis, Kesher Elyon de Oraisa. The upper knot is de Oraisa. What does the upper knot mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosus. Rashi says upper means furthest away from the beged. So if we know that we have the tzitzis, and we have the five knots here, this is the upper knot, the one further away from the beged, closest to the loose part. Right? I don't know if you mentioned it yesterday, but the whole part that is knotted and bowed, that's called the gedil, that section, and then the petil is the extra, the strings that hang loose. That's the gedil and the petil. Right? That's the, and the whole thing is called the tcheles. even though we'll see today the Gemara calls the whole thing Tchelas, even though we call Tchelas just the certain strings that are colored blue or green, but that's the Gedil and the Petil. So says Rava, it must be that the Kesher Elyon, or Rava, the Kesher Elyon is Araisa. So according to Rashi, that means the knot furthest away from the Beged. We'll get to Tosas in a minute. Let's just first read Rava. Well, how do you know that concept of tying the knot is Daraisa? De'isak gadaitach derabanan, because if you say it's derabanan, my itzruch lemishri sadam betzitzis. What do we have to come on to the whole principle, which we mentioned yesterday, actually in Shabbos HaGadol, of asi dochal osaseh, that you need the aseh of tzitzis to be dochal osaseh of shatnes, if I'm wearing woolen strings with a linen garment. But if you don't have to tie it, Daraisa, you just let it hang, that's not shatness. So therefore, you wouldn't need the pasuk to teach me that it's mutter. Pshita, it's obvious why. Hatochev tchifa achas. If I insert the string once, enochibur, that's not a connection for shatness. Therefore, why would I need a pasuk to teach me that it's mutter? It must be that tying the tzitzis to the beged and the kesher elyon, according to Rashi, is the araisa. That is Rashi. Tosas quotes Rashi and quotes a second day of Rashi also. Because some argue, according to Rashi, if it means the furthest knot, that connects the tzitzis to the beged. There are five other knots. It's already shatnez. When he tochet tchifa achas five, there's a lot more knots here. According to Rashi, it's sarachim. Just this knot is what's going to make it shatnez. There are many knots closer. So Tosas quotes, b'kuchas pirish nei pirushim. Echad achar hagadil. After the gedil, after all of the loops and the knots, that's what we're talking about. Vinikra Elyon, kamo lamalam and hatara. Like it talks about by bris milah, the furthest away from the body is called the lamala. V'zeino muchach ela demiha beinan kasher. So he says, that only proves that you need a knot. Doesn't mean Elyon. So v'lishna achrina pireish. He gives another pshat. We don't have this in Rashi, but Tosas quotes it from Rashi. Samach l'kanaf. The knot that's closest to the beged. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Aval kesher she'achar hagdil, kiven she'rachok minatalis mishum ha'hu lo havi kilayim. That's not kilayim. It's just the one that is closest to the beged. This is my chalukos in Rashi and Tosfos. What we need. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, we're still Shulchan Aruch Chelak Aleph and Mr. Brewer. That's what we've been in the past couple of days with Tfillin, and we stay in there. So if you look at Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Yud, the Bir Halacha quotes that we're machmer both for Tosfos and Rashi. Because they're saying the negative. If you are, you know, if a Ketchelon is Daraisa, because if you wouldn't have the knot, it would be a problem. So what's the positive? According to Rashi, Tosfos, what do you need? According to Rashi, you need for tzitzis all the knots, including the one at the end of the gedil. According to Tosfos, you at least need the one at the top. So we do both. We do a knot before the gedil, and we do a knot after the gedil. Because to be Yotzi, Rashi, and Tosfos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. We do more than that. We do a knot in between each of the sets as well. But at least the one before, the one at the end, says the Bir Halacha, because we're being Yotzi, Rashi, and Tosas. We know one of them is Daraisa. El Shanu Osin Shnei Mitam Safek. Shema Halacha Kibir Sheini Sheberashi. Menachos Lamates. Huva betosus, o kapir sharisha shabarashi, shua keshish achra chulya, v'chein huva bebir agra. So we don't know which one of those is the daraisa. That's why it's nice if somebody's making tzitzis to make sure they say the l'shem mitzvah tzitzis both before they start, which is the minug, but also before the last one. Before the last one as well, because those are the two that are the, I'm sorry? Or when you tie in it, right? Well, when you tie in it, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, that is what's quoted in the Bir Halacha. Keep in mind that one's not allowed to tie in their tzitzis on Shabbos. And it comes up sometimes that we have a Shabbos talis, and we only look at it once a week after we put it on Shabbos morning, and sometimes it's loose. So tightening could be because when it's all loose, it might not be called a knot if it's all hanging down. So if I tighten it, because I want to make sure it doesn't fall out, that could be the malach of kosher. So therefore, one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos, and that's why the poskim say one shouldn't check their tzitzis, because usually, what do? We put the talis over the shoulder, and many have the minhag, and then count their tzitzis and tie it. Do it tightly. So that's why some poskim say maybe one shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Rely on the chazaka that is kosher. Or mostly Shabbos, the Shabbos before, check it before you put it back into the talis bag. And to make sure, because if one puts it on the shoulder, it's probably going to lead to tightenings. Therefore, one shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos. Okay. If one does, one doesn't have to say, oh, if you see somebody put their talis over their shoulder on Shabbos, you don't have to think that they're Machal Shabbos. Right? It could be that they're putting it over the shoulder, just checking it. They know the halacha. But one should be careful. I think I quoted before, the Chazon Ish once saw somebody biting their nails on a Tuesday. And he goes over to him, he says, you're a Machal Shabbos. He says, Machal Shabbos, what are you talking about? He says, no, Lachar, if you bite your nails, you probably bite your nails on Shabbos too. Right? If you're doing it without thinking. So many of us bite our nails. And we do it, so the Chazon Ish says we have to take precautions during the week so that we don't even do things on Shabbos. That's misasek, right? You have to prevent misasek as well, to check your pockets before Shabbos. We say in Baal Malikin. Even though I have no idea something's in my pocket, because we have to try to prevent misasek, even if I don't realize I'm going to be involved in a malacha. So too, if somebody bites their nails without realizing it during the week, the Chazon Ish says one should be careful, maybe to try to stop that habit, because they're probably going to end up doing it on Shabbos, and it's a drabanan at least, to buy one's nails on Shabbos. Big Shiloh, why isn't it Daraisa? How many people, if we do a survey, do more people cut their nails or bite their nails on Shabbos? But Olam Hazeh, it's a good Shiloh. With the Gemara says, biting your nails is unusual. That's why he's a Shinu, he's only the Rabbanan. With a clipper, that's Daraisa. But it could be nowadays. Could be. Again, most seem to say it's still the Rabbanan, but it could be that it's has a status of Daraisa because it's so usual. Okay. So that is Rava telling us that the knot, at least one knot of the tzitzis is Daraisa, and Machlokas Rashi tells us which knot that is. Next, Amar Rav Barav Ada, Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav. So Rav Barav Ada quotes his father in the name of Rav. Im nifsa kachut me'ikaro psula, if the knot rips me'ikaro, me'ikaro from its root, psula, it's pasul. Okay, what does that mean, if it rips me'ikaro? We'll have to see. Rashi here says, rips me'ikaro means it gets totally ripped. Sometimes you have it that if you look by, you have your whole tzitzis, and then right by where the tzitzis connect to the beged, right by the hole, sometimes, it's happened once that the string gets cut, right by the hole. Right? Sometimes, and then you have a string hanging there, but it's not connected to the beged at all. It's held together by the rest of the knots. But is that okay? I've had this shiloh before. People come to me like, is this okay? But it's mamish cut right by the talus, right by the beged. It's cut there. That's what Rashi says we're talking about here. Nifsak achut meikar. It sounds, that's perfectly fits into the words. If you look in the Rush right here in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rush says, what's the Havamina? It's not connected to the beged. Of course that's pasul. So that's what the Rush says. No. It must be that it's not cut over there, but it's cut like, it's connected to the beged, but there's not enough. Like we said yesterday, you need kidei aniva. You need to be able to fold it on each other and make a little knot. Right, that's the shortest that tzitzis could be. So, but that's what the Rashi says it means. It means it's tiny, it's shorter than the bidyavit. But Rashi says it means totally cut. So what's the havamina mean for Rashi? It's not connected to the beged anymore. So the Karen Ora says, no, the chiddush is that you might say that even though it's not connected to the beged, it's still part of this, once it's in the gedil, it's all tied and rolled and looped in this whole portion of the tzitzis. So maybe you look at the tzitzis as a unit, and because three out of four of the strings are over the hole and looped in, so this fourth one also counts. That's the chiddush. Says v'yish l'daktik. Says the Karen Ora. Heichi salka daitav to rav l'achshurei. Kivin deim mechuber l'talos klal. What's Rashi talking about? It's not mechuber at all. V'sarach lomer to kamash malan. Afilo lo nifzak el chut echad. V'shem tzitzis alav al yedei kishuro im shar chutin. It's still in the rest of the gedil, so it's. It looks like tzitzis, only if you look closely, you see it's cut at the top. But if you have to look very closely, but still, you might have thought, Havamina, Tahanami, Bichlal, Hechsher, Gardumin. This might be also, Gardumin doesn't only mean cut short, but it also means, even if it's cut at the edge, where it's connected, and then, it's held together with the other strings. So you might have said that, Kamash Balan, you don't say that. But either way, that is Rashi and the Rush. We hold both of them are pasul. Right, that was the beautiful lumdus of the Havamina. We have both of them are puzzles. So if somebody has tzitzis, right, so what happens? If somebody has tzitzis and it gets cut right by the beged, somehow, gets cut over there, so that's puzzles. So as if you're wearing tzitzis with only six strings, not eight, only three, not four. So that's why I wanted to take off those tzitzis right away, if that happens. Okay, so that's what Rabba Barav Ada says in the name of Rav. If this chut gets nifsak meikar, it's possible. Yosef Rav Nachman v'ka'amar lo hashmaitza. Rav Nachman was saying over this topic, Eistei Rav al Rav Nachman, and Rav asked then Rav Nachman, Bamed Rav Amur, and we're going to have later on the following statement. When do you say you need the shear of tzitzis? Bamed Rav Amur b'tchilaso. That's only when you start, when you make the tzitzis. Aval b'sofo. But later on, let's say if they get cut, shear v'gardum of kol shehu, then it's remainders and it's cut off parts, gardum of kol shehu, it's any amount. Right? Shear v'gardum of kol shehu. So that is, okay, right, we find it in various areas of halacha. What you, at the beginning is different than at the end. Right, when you start, it's gotta be perfect. And when you finish, it's okay. Right, we had this comes up Hanukkah time, right, the famous kasha of why we even needed the nace of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, we've quoted in the past, says that why? Because beginnings always have to be pure. Because they have to be pure. And therefore, when you're mechanech l'beis hamikdash, then it's gotta be perfect. You can't rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur to start. Once you already have the avodah and it's going, okay, then you can rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur b'di'evad. But when you start, things have to be perfect. So here too, but remember when you say the beginning, it's got to be complete, and that's the shear. But at the end, you could have shear of a gardumov, could be koshu, could be even cut off. So the Gemara says, my shear of my gardumov, what's the double language of shiarov and gardumov? So my love, shiarov, where it's left over to ifsik minayu v'ishtai minayu. The word shiarov must mean some of it got cut off and some of it is still remaining. That's what shiarov must mean. Gardumov de igardom ig radume. It must be that it's totally cut off. Let's go with Rashi's pshat. That fits in better to the words of the Gemara. So doesn't this mean that even if it's totally cut off, it's going to be kosher? So therefore, it's a kasha on that statement that we had in the name of Rav. So where it says lo chadaktani. Really, it's one case. Shiare gardumov kolshu. It means the shiarim of the gardumov. It's one case, and that you have to have something remaining. A kolshu. I have a lema gardumov. So just say the word gardumov. Shiarav lamali. What do you have to say? Shiarav gardumov. Just say gardumov. The pieces that are left over. Hakamash malan to be inan shiura la gardumov kedela anvan. No, it's saying that you need a shiur to your gardumin. Like we said yesterday, you need a little amount in order to be able to fold it over to be onavit. Okay, that is the gemar. Period. Stop here for a minute. So how long do tzitzit strings have to be lachanchila? So we're going to get to the ratio in a minute, but if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, here we're talking about what's left over, but here's the Gemara. It has to be, you have to have the shear to start. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Aleph, Siv Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Orech HaChutim, Hashmona, Ein Pachos Midalad Gudalim. It's got to be at least four thumbs. It's pretty short. Four thumbs. The Yesh Omrin Yud Beis Gudalim. 12 gudalim. I was trying to find. I didn't find it yet, but I'm sure it's out there. How? What do we translate gudalim into our measurements? I'll keep looking. Hashem for tomorrow. But your base gudalim v'chei noagin ulamam la'in lahem shir. The Shulchan Aruch says that to be at least 12 gudalim. 12 gudalim is the shir of tzitzis, and there's no shir lamala. It shouldn't drag on the floor, but there's no shir lamala. It's got to be at least 12 gudalim. V'imaso aruch yoser midai yachol akatsro. This is a halacha that not everybody knows. If your tzitzis strings are too long, you're allowed to cut them. That's not a bizayon of the tzitzis. Somebody buys tzitzis and wanted, let's say the middle string is too long. That's not a problem. V'ein bazem mishim tasav lo manasi. It's not a problem of tasav lo manasi, as we discussed by mezuzah already. Remember, the source for mezuzah was by tzitzis. The source that you can't put your mezuzah on your door frame and then put your door frame up in the door. It's a problem of tasav lo manasi. The source of that, according to one shita, is by tzitzis. So there's no problem with that. So echad me'achutim yeh yoser arach le'shichra ba'gadil, which we'll talk about in a minute. One of the strings should be longer than the others because you have to wrap it around the gadil, which is the part, as we mentioned, the part of the tzitzis that has the loops and the knots. V'shir ha'nizkar yeh b'tzitzis la'achar shenikshar. Oh, this 12 gudalim, where does it start? It should be after shenikshar, after it is tied onto the beged. After it is tied onto the beged. Some say, the Prima Gadim says, the Bir Halacha quotes, maybe you need that shear after the final knot, after the Kesher Elyon. And that's what we try to do, L'Chadchila. After what Rashi called before the Kesher Elyon, we try to have 12 Gudalim with the rest, with what we call the Ptil, with the loose strings. But Me'ikar Adin sounds like it could be much shorter, as long as it's from the top, from the top knot. And that's v'chei nog, and you have to have the tol gudol. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there were those that sold very short tzitzis. The imkein lo yafe osin ha-mochrin shemit samsumin b'midas erkan v'karav ha-davar li'o brachol ha-vatala ki after the minat Torah die b'kol shehu, even though midar raisa can be any tiny amount, midar abanam b'ina shiyu yud beiz gudol and achar akshira milvan ma shemunach al-keren ha-beged v'yesh la-sir malkach. And then the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the, is it from the top knot or the bottom knot? So that is the, that's the Mishnah Berurah. But anyway, that's the shear that is quoted to start. When you put it on, it has to be Yud Beis Gudalin. That's what the, we're going to see in a minute. I'll just say it because I have it open here. We're going to see in a minute that the loose strings, the Gemara is going to say, should be 2/3 of the length, and the gedil should be 1/3 of the length. The loose part should be double the length of the knotted and loops part. The Gemara is going to say that in a second. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says later on, the gedil should be 4 gudalin, and the loose part should be 8 gudalin. Right? Because me'ikar adin, we paskin from the knot that connects the tzitzis to the beged, that's where you measure it from. That's what he says. I'll just read it because it came up a little bit yesterday also. Yikach, how do you make tzitzis? Yikach arbach, this is Shulchan Aruch, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. Yikach arbach, chutim mitzadzev, arbach mitzadzev, yikshar shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. You tie it. V'yachach yichro chut ha'oroch saviv, hashivak ksas krichos. You take one and you wrap it around the seven. V'koshar shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. And then you tie a double knot again. V'chozev v'korach, as we do. Our minhag is 7, 8, 11, 13. As we'll mention that again in a second. V'ched yaseh ashe yashlim l'chamish k'sharam k'fulim v'arba avirim b'neihem maleim krichos ein shir l'krichos. Really could do whatever one wants. V'nagim l'chroch b'avir rishon sheva krichos u'b'sheni teisha. Okay, I thought he said it here. Yeah, he says it at the end, so it should be 4 and 8. Before an 8, because it's the 1/3 and the 2/3. Okay, but here we just had in the Gemara, that's to start. B'di'eved, as long as it's shorter, it is okay. I didn't talk about it yesterday because we didn't have daf yesterday, but keep in mind, there is, the Tosfos and other Rishonim spoke about it, let's say two of your strings rip. So then that gets a little more serious. If two strings become short, if one string becomes short, it's okay. Two strings become short, it's a little more difficult. Why? Because if let's put it, Let's put it this way. One on each side is more dangerous than two on the same side. That's why when one makes tzitzis, it's always key to have four and four to keep the four and four together. Because if one has all four that become short on one side, that's still safe. Because you know it's still long on the other side, and you know your four strings are still long enough. If you have two that rip on opposite sides, then if that is the same string, which you don't know, because unless you undo the whole thing, that can be more serious. Again, as long as you have enough, you have a little bit, even to fold it over on itself, it's okay. That's still long enough, b'di'evet. But it's always good to keep the four and the four on the correct side, so you always know, b'di'evet, what we're talking about. Okay, weiter. Yasiv, Rabba v'kamer mishpei de Rav, Rabba said in the name of Rav, chut shel kerech olam in aminyin, the long string that you use to loop around, that counts as one of the eight. One shouldn't think that you need eight besides that. The one that loops around counts as one of the eight. Amalei Rav Yosef said, Shmuel amr v'lo Rav. No, Shmuel said that. Rav didn't say that. You don't remember who gave the shear. Itmar nami, or we have another statement, Amar Rav Chana, Sachli Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha, Rabbi Yoshia from Usha. Usha was one of the places that the Sanhedrin went after it left Yerushalayim. It went to Yavne, and then it went up north, and it went to Usha and Tentferia and Sipori. Went to all the places there, up north. So, Rav Yoshia told me from Usha, you see on the side, we add in two words, which are important, Mishmei de Shmuel. In the name of Shmuel, Chut shall crack all the lemon and minions. So he proves that it was said in the name of Shmuel. Periods. That's one statement. Next, Yosiv, Rava or Rabba. V'kamer mishpeh de Shmuel, Tcheles shekarach ruba k'shera. Tcheles, here Tcheles means the entire, what we have been calling the gedil, the entire braided, looped part. So if you make braids and loops on almost the whole tzitzis, it's kosher with the evan. We'll get to the kachil, it's not supposed to be on most, but if you did on most, our minug is to do a certain amount of numbers and loops, but really there's no shear for that. So anyone wants to make more or less, it's okay. So tcheles shekarach ruba k'shera, if one braided most of the tzitzis, it's kosher. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Amar v'lo Shmuel. So now Rav Yosef said just the opposite. You got that wrong too. Rav said that it's not Shmuel. Itmar nami Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheishes Amar Rav Yirmi bar Abba Amar Rav tcheles shekarach ruba k'shera. So if you tied most of it, it is still kasha. Rav Chiya, braider of Nasan Masni Hachi, he said as follows: Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Abba, Amar Rav Tchela Shekarach Rubak Sheira. As long as if you did a rope sheira, Afilu Karach Ba El Chulya Achas Sheira. And the opposite: what if you only did one chulya? Right, you only tied a knotted, you only wrapped it around once. It's also kasher. There's no shear for the chulyas. So I was trying to think yesterday: is there any connection between today's daf and Erev Pesach? So one could suggest, maybe Gula Lolam. Right? So I mean, here you have all these, why do you have so many Gemaras, and so many Amar of this, Amar of that, Amar of that, right? You say it in the name of six different people. Right? So we had one time in the Gemara before, you only have to say it the first and last on the line. You don't have to say everybody in line. But sometimes you have a couple of extra lines because that's maybe Gula La'olam. Maybe Gula La'olam, you have to say it in the name and Benisa Nigal, Benisa Nasidin Nigal. That's what we're hoping for. Okay. Last line of this statement. Vinoy Tcheles. Here's the line. What makes the Tcheles here means the whole tzitzis. Does it just mean the Tcheles? What makes the whole item beautiful? Shlish Gdil. Vishne Shlishi Anaf. A third Gdil, which is the knot and looped parts, and two thirds the Anaf, the loose part, what's also called the Petil. Right? The Petil, interesting why the Gemara calls the whole item Tcheles, if that's only a portion of it. But that's what it says, so you have to have one third and two thirds. That is the L'chadchila. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis, in Aleph Tes, says the. Second. Find the Rambam here. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis in Aleph Tes. Ha'osa lavan below tcheles. Lokeach echad mishmon. Okay, he talks about the numbers of tcheles, which hopefully we'll talk about. V'kri chazu imratza lichroch osa chulios chulos ke'ein shekarach b'tcheles or shes b'yado. V'zehu min hagenu. V'imratza lichroch below minyan chulios osa. Klol sholdavar yiskaven lios akarach shlish v'anaf shnei shlishim. V'yesh mishenim adaktik davar zeh b'lavan. The Rambam holds that all of the halachas of chulios only apply when you have tcheles and lavan. When you only have lavan, so then do whatever you want. Right? That's a secondary type of making your tzitzis. The me'ikra din, it's only if you have the tcheles and the lavan, which we'll learn. The Rambam holds that only one of the eight is tcheles. But that's the Rambam. Vim karach alavan al rova chutin, or shalok karach al chul yachas kshir, it's all kosher. And the Keshav Mishnah there says, hatam yishub demashbo le delok pidu bakach b'mitzvah and mufkar ela b'tcheles, avo kileke ela lavan lo. Lavan, it's still the daraisa. The Rambam holds that tcheles, can't argue with the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say we had yesterday? Tcheles and malavan are not ma'akim each other. If you only have lavan, that's the din daraisa. You're not doing a zecher l'mitzvah. You're doing the din daraisa. But the Rambam still says, within the daraisa, there are two different qualitative mitzvahs. Qualitatively different mitzvahs. And that's what the Rambam says. If you only have the lavan, then basically, you're more flexible. The krichas that I'm saying is only with the tcheles. And the Rambam has his own unique way of wrapping it with the tcheles, but that's the Rambam and the chassidus and the kesef mishnah. Vayter, so you need two thirds loose and one third of the gedil. V'kamashir chulya, what is a chulya? How much is a chulya? One of the looping sections. Tanya Rebbe Omer, kedesha yichra v'shana v'shalish, three times over. Tana, but what do we do? Hapokes lo yifchos misheva. If we do it, you shouldn't do any less than seven loops. V'amosav lo yosef ashlosh esrei. Shouldn't do more than 13. 7 to 13. It's amazing. It's in the Gemara, right? How many years ago? 1600 years ago? That's when it was written. It must have been going on before that. So it's 2,000 years. They've been wrapping tzitzis the same way as we've been wrapping. So between 7 and 13. Why? What's unique about 7 and 13? Hapoches lo yifchos misheva. Hapoches shouldn't do less than 7. Kinegat shiva rekihim. Kinegat the seven heavens. Seven heavens, we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times at the end of Yom Kippur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dir Shu Hashem Behimat So, he's close to us during our Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He goes back up, one of the heavens, Kaviyachol, every time we say Hashem Hu Elokim, and that's why we say it seven times, then he goes back up, he goes back to his usual abode, but that's the seven heavens. V'hamosif lo Yosef, HaShlosh Esrei, and if you want to be Mosif, you shouldn't be doing more than 13. Kineget, Shiva Rekiyin, V'shisha Avirim Shebeneyim. You have six spaces, whatever that means, between the seven heavens. So therefore, that's 13 altogether. What does heaven have to do with tzitzis? The Gemara we're going to have later on, in a couple of days, that we know from the end of Rashi, the end of Parsha Shlach. Tcheles doma liyam, dam liyam doma l'rakia, rakia doma l'kisi akavid. Right? Tzitzis is supposed to lead us to thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't bring it, but I saw in the mitzvah shkulos, in Revolbi Sefer, on the seven of the mitzvahs, seven main, there are a couple of others, I was emailed once when I mentioned this before, but the seven mitzvahs that were said that a shakl connected kral Torah kula, Torah and tzitzis and bris mila and avodah zara. So by tzitzis, he talks beautifully about, why are tzitzis strings? Tzitzis strings. Now how does that remind me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Strings symbolize something that you hold onto to survive. right? You grab onto the string. If you're in a boat, or you hold onto a string. So there, and the tzitzis, as we'll see in a Rashi in a second, right? 613, right? Tzitzis is gematria 600 plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots. Right, that's 613 altogether. Tzitzis remind us, when we see the string, we're supposed to think 613. All mitzvahs are really strings to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives us lifelines. That's tzitzis. And that's why it's connected Kol HaTorah Kula. Because this is supposed to remind us of all the mitzvahs. And that's tzitzis. And that's, reminds us of the Rakia, reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why if you look in, first, Rashi quotes on the six avir, the six and the seven heavens. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on at Daf Mem Gimel about Yam Dom Lurakia. And also on the first wide line, Rashi says, "Via idna davdin and chamishik sharim." We do 5 knots right on each string. Haynu damrina and shkula mitzvah sitzes kachala tarakula, because sitzes are like kachala tarakula. And therefore, Rashi leaves out a line. So Tosfos and the Shiluk Kabetzes both add in the line what I just said. That sitzes, look at the Shiluk Kabetzes and Oz Yud. Kula dominion sitzes gematria tough rage. Sitzes is gematria 600. V'shmona chutin, that's 608. V'chamisha ksharim, that is 613. Right, that is Rashi, that's the Tosfos and the Shiluk Kabetzes here. That is at the 613. That's why we do somewhere between 7 and 13. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes our minug. The Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't quote our minug, but the post came after the Shulchan Aruch quote our minug. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the minug is 7, 9, 11, 13. So if some do that, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Sheva, Bavir Rishon, Sheva Krichos, Ubersheni Teisho, Ubershlishi Achasis Rei, Uberish Loshis Rei, Sheolam Kulam Arbaim, and 7, 9, 11, 13, all the way up to 40, Keminyan, hey, listen to the Shulchan Aruch, this is not a Hasidish, late Achronish Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Keminyan, why do you have 7, 9, 11, 13? Because that adds up to 40. Keminyan, hey, Echad, Sheolim Shmona Vetesha, because that's 5 times Echad, Ve'imashem, hey, Marbaim. And you always get to add 1 in Gematria. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch uses that. With 1 equals 40. Okay. And you make a knot at the end of every loop. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here, though, from the other sources, Upakavanas Kasav, no, Besheni Shmona, 7, 8, 11, 13. Vachain is Kimu Hachronim, the Shiva Vishmona, why 7 and 8, 15? Because that's Yud and Hey, that's Shem Hashem. That's Yud and Hey. And then 11, which 15 and 11 then is 26. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then Shlosh Esrei, which is Gematria Echad. That's why it's a lot of symbolism every time you tie tzitzis. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, why do we do 7, 8, 11, 13? Because 7, 8 is 15. That's Yud Kei. And then another 11, which is 26 altogether. And then that. Then he quotes others. The Besitzesher Rabbi Shlomo Malko, we're quoting for the Magen Avraham. Okay, all the different Menhagim, what one does. But remember, none of it's Ma'akev. The exact numbers. None of it's ma'akev. It's just whatever one has. You have the symbolism. It's got to be between 7 and 13. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana. Kishuhu maschil, maschil belavan. Let's say you're wrapping with lavan and tchelas. Okay, we're not going to get into exactly how does one wrap. There are differences. You've got to call up the tchelas factory and look at all of their examples they have there. There are differences how you wrap when you have tchelas and when you have lavan. But when you wrap, the halacha is you have to start, the first loop's got to be with white and the last loop has got to be with white. Everything else could be with tchelas inside. Tanik shu maschil, when you start looping, maschil belavan, you got to start with lavan because that's what it says in the pasuk. Hakanaf min kanaf. The kanaf, the corner of your baguette is white. L'chor, you're wearing a white baguette. And therefore, what you start wrapping with, it has to also be with the type of the baguette, which is white. Okay. Sorry? So you wrap with one string if you only have lavan. You only have lavan. But if you have with tchelas, you're going to wrap it with more than one. It's more complicated. Ukshu Messiah, Messiah, Belovan. And the last one is also with Lovan. Why? Because if you started with Lovan, Malin Bakodesh, Velomaridin, right, that's the one that is more common, and therefore the Lovan is considered, because you start with it, it is considered higher Kedusha, and therefore you have to end with it also. You can't just go down and end with Tchelos, you have to start with the Lovan, that's the Din, and end with the Lovan as well. Period. Rabba Barav, Chana, Havi Yasvi, they were one sitting. Havi kachalif va'azil hahu gavra. There was a person that passed them. Demichzi glima de kule schelta. He walked by with a shirt that was all tchelas. All tchelas, right? Maybe it was Korach's descendant, right? It was all tchelas. V'ram le tchelta. And he put, here tchelas means tzitzis, doesn't mean tchelas. Right here, he put tzitzis on his baguette. V'gedila migdal. And he totally braided the entire tzitzis. It wasn't just most, the whole thing, there was no loose tzitzis hanging. The whole thing was was braided. So, Amar Rav, so Rav exclaims, Yoi Glim of Lo Yoi Schelta. That's a nice beged he has there, but he wasn't Yotzi the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Right? You can't have it all braided, you need some loose part too. So Yoi, it's nice, his Glim is nice, but his Tzitzis are not nice. Rav Barav Chana Amar, no. Yoi Glim of Yoi Schelta. No, they're both beautiful. Meaning, Machlokas Amoraim. If you have no loose part, if it's all braided, is that good enough? B'di'evet. So, but my commitment, what's the machlokas about? Rabba Barav Chana Savar, Ksiv, Gedil, Viktiv, Ptil. It says the words Gedil, which is the knotted braided part, and the Ptil, the loose part. So, oh, Gedil, oh, Ptil. You have a choice. Right? It's like, right, oh, Lachem, oh, Lachem. Right? You have a choice. It says Gedil or Ptil. So, if you want to make it all braided, that's fine. For Rav Savar, no. La Olam Ptil Be'inon. You for sure need the loose parts. That's Ptil. Why did it say gedil? That's just telling me how many you need. Meaning gedil shnayim. Gedil teaches me two. Gedilim arba'a. Gedilim means four. One needs four strings. Asay gedil upotlehu mitocho. Make the gedil, the looped knotted part, and have the loose strings coming forth from them. Potlehu mitocho. And that's what one's supposed to do, but one needs the loose strings as well. So it says here in the Gemara that one needs, as we know, the four tzitzit strings, which folded over through the hole, they become eight. To mention a Bora Machlokas that comes up, it came up in yesterday's daf. It's an amazing shita, which I don't know if it was mentioned. If you look in the first Tosfos in the Perek, back on Daf Lamed Ches, Tosfos quotes that if somebody, what does it mean, Tchelis not ma'akid to love and love is not ma'akid to Tchelis? So let's think for a minute. When the Mishnah says that the Shel Rosh is not ma'akid the Shel Yad, or the Shel Yad the Shel Rosh, what does that mean? If you only have one of them, you put one of them on. If I only have the Shel Yad, I only put the Shel Yad on. If I don't have a Shel Rosh, says Tosfos, same thing by Tzitzis. If you only have Lavan, you only wear Tzitzis with two strings, meaning four. That's all Tosfos says. It's parallel. It's not ma'akid each other. If it's not ma'akid each other, that's all you do. That's all you do. That look at Tosfos. Mitzvah lasi is based because Tosfos holds that what is the mitzvah of Tcheles and Lavan? Tosfos and Rashi also elsewhere says it's half, four out of eight, right? Four out of eight have to be Tcheles. Four Lavan, four Tcheles. Tosfos holds if you don't have the Tcheles, only can put on two. Right, mitzvah lasis beis chutin tcheles, u beis chutin lavan, betzitzis. That is, because it's amazing. In Shas, nowhere does it say specifically how many have to be tcheles. Very interesting. So Tosfos holds four and four. U mashma l'chora de'ein zem akiv azeh, what does that mean? Shim hitil shnei chutin min ha'echad yatsa. If you put two strings from one, two strings from lavan, or two strings, which turn over to be four, yatsa yayotze. Ki hanach diktani, just like tefillin. Tefila shel yad einam akav eshel rosh. Right, that's what Tosfos says. Avo bakuchas pirej. If you look elsewhere, it seems to be that, you know, others say no, it means that it's lamakev, so have four that are eight of all lavan. But he says, Pasha says Tosfos maker, then it seems to be, at least at one stage, Tosfos thinks you only need half the number of strings. If you look down a couple of lines, umi yesh litzchos, tiavagav de bishne chute lavan ika mitzvah, ki rami tfei leka iser kilayim, de ein zem mosav ala mitzvah. Says Tosfos, maybe if you do more than two, if you're not doing the mitzvah, so how could you, what if you work shatnez? Maybe, it's still considered adding, it's not considered bal tosif when you add on. According to Tosfos, if two is maker din, how could you do more? Isn't it paltosif? It gets into that issue. So again, that is the shita of Tosfos. Though Tosfos says right here, it says you have to have four strings, which turn over into eight. Tosfos says half have to be tchelos. We mentioned once in the past. The Rambam and the Ravid argue. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tzitzis, one out of eight. One out of eight have to be tcheles. That is the shita of the Rambam. He talks about ketzen, oats, and tzitzis. Let me see if I can find it for a second. Echad. Where is the, just find it. If I don't have it here, I'll find it we'll find it afterwards. Here it is. Says the Rambam, ketzen, oats, and tzitzis. Alavav. Maschel, mizavish, al talashu, sofa, aregu, marchim, yemenu, liyesar, al shalosh, espos, lamala. Lavav, mikasha, how much space you have to leave. How loose does the knot have to be? The yia echad mishmonas achutin chut cheles. V'hashiva lavan. That's the Rambam Shita. One out of eight have to be tcheles. The Ravid, right there. Amar Avraham ta'os huzeh. El shnayim tcheles. V'shisha lavan. One whole string for the Ravid, which turns over into two. Those are the three Shitas that we've shown him. 1, 2, 4. Is it... the Rambam holds one, the Ravid holds two, and the Rashi and Tosfos both hold four. The only question is, what does that mean? Eina ma'ake. That means you only need four, or you should have eight. That is the. I'm sorry.
Does the Rambam also hold that you only need to have three strings?
No, seven. According to the Rambam, even seven have to be lavan. Seven out of eight. So you need the whole string anyway. You can't have half a string. So the Ravid, you're saying. I don't think. I think Pashtus, we would say that Ma'ake means different things for tzitzis and for tefillin. But that is the three shitas in the Rishonim. Let's continue more, and then we'll see. There's an important Lashitaso for these Rishonim.
So the Rambam says you die half a string?
Yeah, die half a string, according to the Rambam. You die half a string of tchelis. And we'll see, and that's the one that's used, at least for some of the loops. For some of the loops, as the Rambam said. Okay, we could talk about Baal Tosef a little bit also, but not for now. Amar Shmuel, let's continue first. Amar Shmuel, Mishvei Delevi. Chutei Tzemer Potrim B'Shal Pishtan. Strings of wool are Pater Shal Pishtan. We know the Din D'Oraisa. G'dilam Tassel L'cha, that's one of the examples always given of Asi Dochalos, I say. If somebody has woolen strings of Tcheles, you're allowed to tie it on a linen garment, even though it's Shatnez, because of Asi Dochalos, I say. The Chiddush, you don't need Levi to tell me that. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Well, the Chiddush of Levi is that even if you're not wearing Tcheles, let's say you have all lavan, so you're not doing the full mitzvah. Still, Chutei Tzemer, right, still, Rashi says, "Osef shtei chutim shel lavan, im shel tsemer he potem b'sanu shel pishton. I'm sorry. V'avagat the chiddush is the lekahash to min kanaf tavi shel tsemer." Says the Shmuel in the name of Levi, the chutei tsemer pater shel pishton. We'll see what the chiddush is in a second. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun for a second, but that is the din of Levi. Ibaylo shel pishton maushifter b'shel tsemer. He's leading up to the next question. The din d'araisa is that tsemer, the strings of tsemer pater the pishton. Right, because what does tcheles mean? The definition of tcheles is woolen blue. Wool. That's part of the definition. So you could have the strings of wool that are on the linen garment. But what about the opposite? What about if you have linen strings, can that pater a woolen garment? Samer shall bishal pishanu de patar. Do you say only that direction paters? Tekiman tcheles patra lavanami patar. And since we say it only works in one direction. Al pishtan b'tzemer lo. Al dil makim t'chziv al shul b'shan esemer ufishtan yachtov. Dilam tazalacha. Since you have the limud of asi docha lo sasei. Lo shna t'semer b'pishtan v'lo shna pishtan b'tzemer. Do you say that it doesn't make a difference? It goes in either direction. So tashma da'amar rechava amar av Yehuda. Chutei t'semer potim b'shal pishtan potim b'shal semer. It doesn't make a difference. Chutei t'semer pishtin potim b'chal makom. Strings of tzemer. What if you have strings of tzemer and pishtan together? If some of each, pochim b'chomakom afilu b'shirayin, even a silk garment, you could use semer and pishtin to patur that. And the Gemara says, by the way, upliga de Rav Nachman, that must be arguing on Rav Nachman, because to say that it paters, that must mean you're doing a mitzvah to apply asi dochalosa. Say that's against Rav Nachman. Dabar Rav Nachman, ashirayin peturin minat tzitzis. Silk, a silk garment is patur daraisa from tzitzis. Or at least at this stage, Pater from Sitz is totally. So that's why it must be that this original statement of Amar Yehuda was against Rav Nachman, because according to Rav Nachman, you wouldn't be doing a mitzvah if you put it on a silk garment. If you're not doing a mitzvah, putting on a silk garment, so then you wouldn't be saying the principle of Asi Docheb, Asi Dochalo Sase. Period. Should we say one thing? There is an important ha'ara of Rav Elchanan Wasserman in Kovas Ha'aretz in Yevamot in Zayin Dalet, where he quotes some Rishon, and we just said here that you could use right the Asi Dochalos Asay any direction the Chutin could pater. So if you look in the Rashba there in Yevamot, he quotes Eino Mutar Lahatil Chutei Tzemer Lavan Bebeged Pishtim El Adafkem Yish Tcheles Imayin. As we know, Aval Dalet Chutei Lavan Shal Tzemer Aser Dashnayim Olin Mishum Mitzvas Lavan Vashnayim Achirim. Masurim, the Einan Olin Lomishum Tchilas Lomishum Lavan, the Ika Beis Chutin Achirim. Nimt like Tosva said at the beginning of the Perek. If you're applying Asi Docha Losase, you could only do that with the mitzvah ones, two lavans. If you have four lavans, then two of those strings are not part of the mitzvah, and therefore you can't use the principle of asi docha lo sase. That's an important ha'ara that the Rabbi Chanan there discusses this shita against Tosfos Pashas. What did Tosfos say earlier at the beginning of the mitzvah? He said mitzvah is only two, but if you add on, it's mosif on the mitzvah and it becomes part of the mitzvah. It's not called bal tosif. That's what our Tosfos said at the beginning of the parak on yesterday's daf. But other Rishonim didn't hold that way. So here, when we say asi docha lo sase, it's the machlokas we've shown him. How many tzitzis are we talking about that you're allowed to put on for asi docha lo sase if you don't have the tchelas? If you have the tchelas, then put on exactly what you're supposed to put on. But if you only have the lavan, that is a machlokas. Period. Vayitereisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, is it really true that shirayin is pater? Hashirayin vaklach vasarikin, three different types of silk, kulan chayev betzitzis. They're chayev in tzitzis, the brisa says. Means Rabbanon. No, it's only Drabbanon, they're chayev in tzitzis. Ihachi, is that really true? Ema seifa, v'kulan semer u'pishtin potin bahen. The next line of the brisa says, semer and pishtin strings, pater, any of them. So, I amrit bishlama da'oraisa, if you want to say that it is a mitzvah da'oraisa, hainu d'bishri bu'kilayim. That's how you can have a mitzvah da'oraisa that takes care of the isra da'oraisa of kilayim. Ela I amrit Drabbanon, but if you say it's only chayev in tzitzis Drabbanon, heichem mishri bu'kilayim. How could we matter? You're going to put on semer and pishtin strings? It's kilayim. So our answer is no, we're misunderstanding. Ema o semer o pishtim. It means either or. Semer strings pater or pishtim strings pater. And achanami mistaver. It makes sense that that's what we're talking about. Why? Diktani seva. Because the next line of the brisa says, hein b'minon potrin. The strings could pater their own type of beged. Shlo b'minon ein potrin. Not their type. They cannot pater. So what does that mean? E amid bishlama derabanan. If you say we're talking in the world of the mitzvah derabanan, hayinu demitri b'minon. That's how you could say it only paters minon. Ela e amid d'oraisa, semeru pishtin hu d'patar. Is that if you want to say d'oraisa, what, semeru pishtin, it only paters semeru pishtin? So would it make sense if it's talking about on a d'oraisa level? So the Gemara answers the last stage, imun shem halo aryat. That's not such a... You don't have to say that Semru Pishtim would only work for their min at that stage. Kidderava, because you could have said like Rava. Last line we're doing here. Kidderava Rami, because Rava really has a stira. Ksiv hakanaf min kanaf. Fiksiv Semru Pishtim. One pasuk says you have to use the type of the material for the strings. And one says Semru Pishtim. So haketzad Semru Pishtim potrin bein b'minan bein shalo b'minan. Semru Pishtim you could use for any type of beged. Woolen linen, shar minim b'minam potrin, shalom b'minam ain't potrin. Other minim, only for their own. So if you have silk strings, that can only pater for a silk beged. If you have other types of materials, only for that. But semru pishtin could pater for any type of beged. Major machlokas rishonim here, very important. What type of beged is chayiv in tzitzis d'oraisa l'maskana? So we say machlokas rishonim, what about shirayim? Machlokas amoroyim, what about shirayim? What about silk? This is a machlokas. If you look at the first wide line of Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, who paskin like Rava. Rava seems to say that all begadim are chayiv. All begadim are chayiv, not just semer u'pishtin. Right? That is Rashi, that is the Rush here. The Rush quotes both. But if you look on the Rif quotes that only semer u'pishtin. The Rif quotes only semer u'pishtin, and that is Machlokas, Machaber and the Ramah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Machaber and the Ramah in Simin Tess, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein chayev b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. Only wool or linen. Avo big de sharminim einen chayevin b'tzitzis ela midrabanan. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch like the Rif. Right? Menachas lametes k'Rav Nachman. Right? That's the Rav Nachman that we just did. What did Rav Nachman say? Shirayim krava lavan kulan. Right there. Right? Where's the statement of Rav Nachman that we had afterwards? Right? Where was the Rav Nachman? It was earlier. Right? So Rav Nachman says, right? Only tzemer. Only semer pishtin is chayev d'oraisa. Others are only chayev d'rabanan. And the Rif paskins that way. The yesh omrim, the kulu chayev d'oraisa, says the Rama. The hachi nahu, the hachi ilkusa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, what's the difference if it's chayev d'oraisa or chayev d'rabanan? The Mishnah Berurah says a number of nafkaminas. Number one, you wear a beged to be yosei d'oraisa. Number two, what if you didn't do it totally lishma? All the processes. There could be a difference between d'oraisas and d'rabanan. Number three, what if you're sitting in shul and your tzitzis break? So you're wearing a beged of dalat kanfas, right, without tzitzis. So kavod abrius, if it's shanas d'oraisa, if shanas d'rabanan. Okay, there are different nafkaminas the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes Yarei Shamayim Yachmir Alatzmo Lachush Ledeya Harishona V'yasa Talashot Semer. He should use a beged of semer, quoting this from the earlier Achronim, because she's chayv and tzitzis Torah L'kulei Alma V'nachon Sheyase Bein Atalas Gadol Bein Atalas Katan Shot Semer. That's the chumra of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's known as the Chazanish Tzitzis, right? The wool ones. The Chazanish is really the sheer. The Chazanish Tzitzis are used for the size, but the wool and they're called the racing stripes. Tzitzis, those are the to be yotze. This Mishnah Berurah says Yerei Shemayim should be yotze both. The Gra is quoted though in the Maaser Rav as having used talis katan of a non semer pishdin to show that that's not halacha. Right? Meikar Adin does not need wool. Well, does not need wool maker Adin because the Ramah, according to Ashkenazi custom, the Ramah paskins like Rashi and Tosfos that one does not need wool. Okay, we'll have to talk about again. We didn't get to talk more about that sheet Machlokas 1-4 about Rashi Tosfos, Rashi and the Ravid and the Rambam. And those are the Rambam and the Ravid. For the Hashem, there will be another chance to talk about it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And the Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with more in Yanim of Tzitzis.